This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 24. Study languages smarter and faster with a quick tip from All Ears English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. In this episode, you'll get two crucial rules that you should follow when it comes to organizing your own language exchange and find out where to find your language exchange partners online. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. How are you? What's new?
Oh my God, not a whole lot. But lately I've actually been thinking about language exchanges because I've done a lot of language exchanges in my life. Michelle, what languages have you learned in your life?
I've learned a little bit of French. Mm-hmm. I've learned some Hebrew. Okay. And I've learned a little bit of Spanish, but ooh, I'm not fluent in any of them, unfortunately. Lindsay, well, you're the one. You've probably done a lot more.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you have.
Yeah. So, well, compared to the polyglots of the world, I've done nothing. But I can say, yeah, I mean, I've learned French, as you have. So uh-huh. Spanish and Japanese are kind of the languages that I've worked on in my lifetime. Uh-huh. And I've found that the immersive method always works best.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Tell us about a language exchange. Like, yes, you know, what's involved? Tell us.
Oh my gosh. This is such a core piece of your language learning plan, guys. So when I was living in New York, I really kicked it up with the language exchanges. I actually found people on different websites, language websites, even Craigslist. If you find someone on Craigslist, always meet in a public place, please.
Right.
Okay. That's my tip. But I would, you know, meet language exchange partners who spoke Spanish. I met up with a guy from Peru, someone from Colombia, and we would just sit in a cafe after work and just speak in Spanish for an hour or half an hour and speak in English for an hour or half an hour. So we would split that time. Right, Michelle? That's really what a language exchange is.
How cool. That is so cool. So, I mean, Lindsay, I'm going to call you the language exchange pro. I mean, if our, you know, listeners want to get involved in a language exchange, what are some important things for them to remember?
Yeah, so this has to be done right. And I think a lot of you at this point are going to go online for this, and we'll give you some ideas of where to go and how to do it. It just makes more sense sometimes to do this from home, the way the world is. But yeah, there are two things you have to make sure you do. The first one is that you have to make sure that your partner corrects your mistakes immediately. But Michelle, should your partner correct all of your mistakes? What do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, this kind of goes back to what I learned. You know, you have a master's degree in TESOL. And I would say a resounding no.
Okay. Resounding no. That's good. Okay. Tell us why. What did you learn in your master's program? What do we need to know about this linguistics?
Well, the idea is, I mean, listen, I will say that I learned about it from a teaching side, okay. like a real teacher's point of view, not necessarily thinking about this from the language exchange point of view. Now, okay. a lot of times people want everything to be corrected, right? Like any mistake at all. As a teacher, I really focus on what am I teaching or what are the main things and like correcting those things, like correcting what you're actually working on. But there's a lot of different ideas about, you know, corrective feedback and, you know, research done and what's the best way to do it. So, you know, sometimes like I might make a bunch of notes as a student is speaking and then at the end, you know, choose some of the most important ones or then, you know, do you stop in the moment? So, you know, I think in a language exchange, it might be a little bit different, but overall, I think correcting every single one is kind of inhibiting fluency.
Yes.
And, you know, if you correct everything, then it's like, it can be distracting, right? So if you're talking and I'm like, Lindsay, No, it's this. It's this.
I can't
it's
even talk. I can't even talk now, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of defeating the purpose, I think.
I think that's such a good perspective. It's so true. Guys, so we want you to avoid the temptation to tell your partner, correct every mistake. We know you think that's what works. That's actually not what works. So then, Michelle, since there's not going to be a lecture from a teacher to start off the lesson, there's not going to be any textbook, there's not going to be an introduction to a tense, you know, how could the two partners talk through what maybe it's a conversation about what your language goals are, or maybe you do bring in some extra material as a partner to say, this is what we're going to work on today. I do think there needs to be a little bit of extra intentionality in the language exchange, Michelle.
Yeah, I think so too. It's good to have a goal. You know, even if you say like, oh, the first 5 minutes are totally just free talk. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's already a little plan. But maybe you say, okay, today we're going to read the newspaper or today we're going to talk about a TV show we watched or a podcast we listened to. That can be something there. Or maybe you say like, we're going to practice telling stories today from our childhood or travel stories. Ooh. And there you're saying, okay, well, we're going to be kind of focusing on the past tense there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can kind of choose things that bring about maybe a particular grammar point or vocabulary, area of vocabulary that you want to work on. So I think it's good to have some goals like that.
And it's really cool if you're at the same level as your partner. Now, you don't have to be, right? Because I could be working with someone who is advanced in English, but I'm a beginner in Spanish. That's okay, right? But it's cool if you're at the same level because then you can say, this is the topic we're both working on today. First, we're going to do it in English, and then we're going to work on it in Spanish, right?
Right.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But I think what it comes down to is you guys, in an exchange with a partner, it's on you as the person taking control of your learning to come into that session with the guidance, because it's not your partner's responsibility. You're not paying them anything. They're just showing up and they're willing. They're native speakers. They're willing to correct you, but they're not going to guide it as a lesson. So you need to guide it yourself. That's, you know, that's the first tip, right? And that's kind of the second tip too, Michelle, but in a different way.
Right.
You know, I think one of the challenges is when we get one-on-one stuff, we end up just doing small talk. That's the second, the second problem that we're trying to solve here. What's the problem with small talk?
I mean, I think that it's good, but you also want to get deeper than small talk. Small talk is very like, oh, hey, how's the weather, right?
It's easy. It's easy.
So I think that, you know, getting into those deeper conversations is very important. It's more real life.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you that in my Spanish, I hit a real plateau. And I think a lot of our listeners, you guys are at this plateau where you know exactly what to say. You have all the structures for the easy surface level small talk. But when someone asks you to talk about politics in the Middle East right now, it's going to get a lot harder. So that's why we want you to, at first, it's okay. The first 10 minutes, do all the small talk you want. Talk about the weather, your family, your weekend. Okay. Mm-hmm. But don't let the whole session be about your weekend, because then you're just repeating the same structures you already know how to use.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. So, Lindsay, where are some places that our listeners can go for a language exchange?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think a great place is iTalki. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've actually done my own language exchanges on iTalki before we traveled to Paris last fall. I hired some language exchange partners on iTalki to work with. It was great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What great. Else, Michelle? Uh-huh. Do you know of any others?
I hear there's a Live Mocha, my language mm-hmm. exchange.
Mm-hmm. There's
Craigslist. You could find someone or something called the Mixer or Meetup, or maybe even your local university has a language exchange program.
Yeah, there's lots of places, guys. And now more and more of these platforms are coming online. So take it on yourself to find your partner, but just guide the exchange in the right way, right? Take control of what you actually do in that session. I think that's the key, Michelle.
Awesome. Okay, Lindsay, this was fun. Guys, remember to follow the All There's English podcast wherever you are listening 4 days a week to connection, not perfection. Thanks for hanging out, Lindsay.
All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.